Phoneboy Speaks, episode 890, Favorite Spam. I joined Twitter pretty much after it became public, right? In fact, you go look at the user ID on the account Phoneboy, you'll see that it's got a low four-digit number, and that's just because I've been on Twitter, well, since pretty much the beginning. I've been noticing something recently, the last couple of days. I've noticed that one of my first tweets was getting favorited by, well, a number of accounts that, you know, they appeared to be women, and they were posting stuff that looked maybe kind of legitimate, but you clicked on the link, it went someplace, I didn't want to go there. So, something to watch out for, I suppose, is if people start favoriting stuff that makes no sense. I mean, and by the way, the tweet was, I'm off to the gym, right? I mean, come on, nobody should be favoriting that. I mean, maybe, I don't know, it's a tweet. It's also a tweet from, at this point, you know, 9 years ago, and so it definitely does not seem legit, and so therefore, those accounts all got reported and blocked. That's how we deal with those things, and you start seeing behavior like that. Well, you know, yeah, that's why they gave you mute and block buttons, and I'm actually using these things a whole lot more now, because honestly, life's too short. And it's not that I don't want to hear dissenting opinions or whatever. It's just that, look, I don't have time to get into arguments with people about things that quite honestly, I don't care about. And so, and let's face it, as much as I like to try and get along with people, there's just some people I don't get along with either. And honestly, I'd rather not hear their crap. And so I make liberal use of the block and the mute button on the different social networks I'm on, just because, yes, life's too short for that kind of stuff. And it's, I also report spam, you know, I mean, I guess I'm, you know, I realize that at some point it's a little bit, I don't know, impossible to control, but you know, I guess I got to do my part. And if you're going to favorite a tweet of mine, don't favorite something that I posted 9 years ago, right? That just looks sketchy. And you know, you've been on Twitter as long as I have. I've seen lots of sketchy behavior on social networks. And so I just don't care. And I have no problem using the block button, just so that I don't see their stuff and they can't interact with me, whatever. I'm sure it's some bot that's doing it all anyway, if I really wanted to look into it and care, but I don't. So, you know, just beware of that kind of behavior when you're, when you use your social medias, whatever your social medias are, there's always sketchy people out there, attempting to get you to do stuff you don't want to do. And that this is the latest thing I've noticed anyway. I'm sure there's other scams out there, that ultimately end the same way. And, you don't want to go to some of these sites, I'm sure. And, so I will, you can clean up your own stuff, I guess. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.